Welcome to the Bloody Mary podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married.
Yeah.
And tonight we have our Bloody Marys, and we're talking about the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2022. That's the title, just Texas Chainsaw Massacre, straight to Netflix. The ninth movie in this whole franchise. The plot, a group of Gen Zs go to a small Texas town to gentrify it. They kick people out, and they piss off old man Leatherface, and he goes after them.
Right.
That's the plot.
Murder ensues.
Yeah. Directed by David Blue Garcia. Don't know what else he's done.
Me either.
Yeah. So let's just talk about it a little bit without spoilers, and then we'll get into some spoilers. So overall, what did you think?
You know what? I enjoyed it overall.
Yeah?
There's a lot of shitty Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, and I enjoyed this one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you like about it?
I like the gore about it.
The gore. That is definitely the highlight of this film is all the gore.
Yeah. For sure.
The gore and the action, top notch. I would be hard pressed to say it's probably the best action sequences and best gore of the entire series.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I also really enjoyed this Bubba. Like, he was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, I don't know. He was okay. He was an interesting Bubba.
I enjoyed him.
I like him better than a couple. He's not my favorite. He was still good. I liked his energy. This Leatherface's energy was really good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
I feel like he's been storing it up for like 30 years.
This Leatherface definitely was the most energetic, probably, honestly.
I would say.
Right?
The first one he was running through the woods, chasing her and shit and hopping, popping out of places.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
But really, out of the.
I think it's just the way it was shot. He seemed more energetic. But anyways, I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right. I think the best parts are like what we just said is the action and the gore. And the story to me just really, really falls flat.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And I don't know that. I just, a few more tweaks, a couple more runs through the script, and you could have had something pretty good, I think. I think they really dropped the ball on the story. And there's just, a lot of elements that I guess we can't really talk about until we get into spoilers. So.
Okay, spoilers, so, they're coming ahead. So pause, go watch it, and then come back.
Yeah, come on back. I just didn't like the plot, and I really, Sally Hardesty. She's in this. The character Sally Hardesty, she was the final girl in the very first one in 1974, and they bring her character back for this. Her character has been mentioned, I think, in like an intro or two that she's like went insane, and quite possibly, I can't remember, but she might have been like a cameo in one in like a hospital room.
Yeah, she was getting like wheeled in something.
Okay,
I can't remember which one it is.
But for the most part, she just hasn't been in them.
Right.
And this one... It's what's popular now, what the new Scream is. It's requel where you have new characters and then you bring in your legacy characters.
Right.
To pass the torch. The new Scream definitely just brought it to the forefront and made fun of it. It's Halloween. They bring in Jamie Lee back. The new Star Wars. It's like it's just the template for all these nostalgia things. The new Ghostbusters. The old ones bring in. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. This didn't work for me. With Sally, I the more I think about it, the more I don't like what they did with her character.
Agreed. I think she could have been way more badass.
Yeah.
Like, at first you're like, oh shit, she's like massacring a pig or, you know, chopping it up, butchering a pig. And then you're like, okay, maybe.
You don't see her much in
but you
this.
Don't really see her much. And then, I mean, she had so many opportunities to kill him when she did show up.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the same thing like with Jamie and Lee. Like, you've been, you know, one of her lines in this was, I've been waiting for you for all these years. And it's been like 48 years since that first one has happened. So this thing is really dumb. Okay. She's been looking for Leatherface for 48 years. Okay. There's a very small town with not many people in it, and then
like four,
and then
there's four people in the
surrounding area. There's probably a few farms here and there, and she's in one of those farms,
right?
Because she's like 5 minutes away from the small town. So for 48 fucking years, you didn't know that Leatherface was in this orphanage,
right?
It's the only big goofy right. motherfucker around. How the fuck do you not know he's there? It's the same thing with, like, you know, the new Halloween fucking kills where there's a short, fat Kool-Aid man, like you said, running around town, and everyone's like, that's Michael Myers. So yeah, how the fuck does Sally Hardesty, that's been waiting for this moment, not know he's just right next door for 50 fucking years? Okay. Yeah, that really gets to me.
Because he had, you know, someone else's face on.
What? No! God damn it! Shut up!
I'm giving you shit. Because it would be like some skinny guy and be like, "Oh my god, it's him!" No,
yeah.
Like you know what the build is. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
And then like her motivations were strange. Like she goes and helps the final girls, but then she uses them for bait, kind of briefly, and it doesn't work. And that just kind of, I don't know. That just feels like it goes against the type of person she was. And I get it's been 50 years and people change, definitely. But also she just, you know, rolls into town with one gun. It's a good choice of a gun, you know, for sure.
She has her one gun, and I mean, it's better than Huckleberry.
Yeah, it's better than a baseball bat from fucking Halloween Kills. She shows up with a shotgun, a 12-gauge shotgun, which is really cool. But then she dies right away.
She does. It was like,
a cool way she, like, Leatherface went and then lifted her little ass body up into the sky.
And then and just tossed her into the trash.
Yeah, into the trash.
And then you think she's dead, and then she, like, pops up all of a sudden, like, oh, here's a bullet, and then she like loads the gun and gives it to the girl. Don't kill him.
Yeah,
or like, you'll be haunted forever.
I was just gonna say, like, I did like that last line she said, "Were you know, don't run away, face him, or else it will haunt you for the rest of your life." And that's cool, but I don't like what they did with her character, and the fact that the actress who played the original Sally Hardesty is dead.
Right,
it just felt weird. Like I didn't want her to die, you know?
Right, I didn't either. I was hoping like she's gonna, and he's just like, nope. Well, at first she's like, goes into the house and she's like, do you remember me? I've been waiting all these years. And he looks at her like, I don't fucking know who you are. Like, you're over here trying to threaten me with a gun. He gives zero fucks about her.
Yeah,
and he walks right past her. And out the door.
And she doesn't shoot him.
She could have shot him in the back. She could have shot him in the head. She could have shot him like four times. And she's just standing there like, I get you like made this person up in your head for 48 years.
Yeah.
And then you finally go face to face with this person. And he's like, I don't know who you are. Yeah. I've killed so many people.
But she doesn't stop him from going and killing more people.
No, she just stands there frozen. Like, I get that kind of, but also, like, the point of her coming back was, like, this buildup. Like, she's been waiting. They call her on the phone. You know, like, he's back. Like.
But why? Okay, so why did this character decide to stay and, like, slaughter pigs just like Leather? She's got to be fucked up.
Oh, she's like, so fucked up.
I don't understand. Like,
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Let's move on from Sally. Maybe we'll swing back to her.
Pause and circle back.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the kills. So some of the best kills ever.
Oh, my gosh. Because we were like, okay, there's no kills yet. There's no kills yet. And then all of a sudden, Mama dies.
Yeah.
And he just snaps that dude's wrist.
He breaks a guy's wrist in the back of a police vehicle. Like
snaps it, takes the bone, stabs him with it.
And then it kicks off.
And that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was really great special effects.
Yeah,
really great gore.
Really awesome. Like, there's a whole bus scene where he chainsaws an entire bus of, like, idiot Gen Z. I do like how they made fun of pop culture and the climate now of, you know, everyone had their phones up and they were like, you're gonna be canceled, and he's like, okay.
And he's like, all right. And they're like Instagram living right now, and he's just like, look, I've been in this orphanage for 48 years. I put my chainsaw on the wall. I have not murdered anyone. And now his mom dies, and it was like, boom! He's been waiting for 48 years, and now you had a whole bus of people, and he's just going through, and I liked the music, and I liked the lighting, and it was really cool.
It was.
shot.
There's some good imagery too, and like I really like when, you know, the one chick crawls out the window and then he saws her in half. That was a cool sequence.
But like you were saying, some of it was like the one girl gets in the bus, nothing, never, just sit in the bus, don't say anything, don't say that there's like someone's missing half of their jaw.
I was saying this earlier, not on the podcast,
right?
So what we talked about earlier was, and I hate this in movies, this one chick sees someone pretty much murdered and then she gets in the bus and sits down and she's like, just lock the door. And he's like, why? And she's like, oh, I don't, never mind. So I hate it when characters don't tell people what's going on.
Right.
It really has to be dialed in and it has to be warranted for that to work. And then another character, one of the main characters, does the same thing. She like gets in a bus after going through all the shit and she doesn't say what's happening.
She literally went through shit too.
She did. That was awesome. It was one of my favorite moments in the movie because it didn't need to be in there at all. She like Leatherface is sawing through the floor and chasing her. And then the saw goes through a pipe and then
like shit just falls on her
and just Leatherface's shit. It's so cool. Like that was fun.
But she just gets in the bus and then she just runs and people are just like, what's with this crazy girl? Yeah. And then she's just in the back of the bus like, bitch, be like, there is a dude killing people. Lock the doors. Don't let him in. Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't do that.
They didn't do that at all.
But then, of course, we wouldn't have got that awesome, you know, bus scene.
I think the climax and the final battle was top notch. I really enjoyed how that was shot. I like how it was played out. I like how the one sister hops up with the chainsaw and fucking uppercuts Leatherface. She does the Street Fighter, Hoyoken, to him. and then he
into the water.
Goes into the water. After being shot like, you know, two times in the chest with the shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. I like that. And then the very ending was pretty cool, where you think they're going to get away, and then he grabs the sister, saws her head off.
And then he does his sunrise chainsaw dance with a decapitated head, and it was beautiful.
And the car was on autopilot, so it was driving her. Oh, my God, she's like, no!
48 years ago, it was just some guy in a truck, and she's screaming in the back. This time, the car's driving itself, and she's in the sunroof screaming her head off.
So I feel like there's definitely a way that you could have tweaked that script to make Sally way cooler. And so that should have been Sally in there. So it like repeats it again. Right. Like, you know who your final girl shouldn't have been, all these new characters? It should have been Sally again.
That like would have been cool.
You think it's going to be one of these, but and maybe the ending is Sally and one of the sisters are in the car and the sister hits the autopilot and then, you know, they have their thing and Sally's driving away. But then he grabs one of the young girls out, cuts her head off. Sally gets sprayed and now she's up there screaming no
again.
And it makes sense because she doesn't know how to turn the fucking autopilot off. She's
83
now. But I think there was definitely a way to make Sally live. I just don't like what they did with Sally,
right? And I don't know how I still don't know how I feel about the one girl was a school shooting survivor, which you haven't seen a lot of in movies.
And I think there's a movie out or coming out that's just all about that.
There should be. I mean, there's quite a bit of school shootings that kids have experienced in the last, you know, for a while. And so the one girl is a school shooting survivor.
Yeah.
And then they had a little bit of gun commentary, but also it was like, oh my God, guns are bad. You got to hide the guns from the girl.
Yeah.
And then she just walks in and she's like, I got shot with one. And she has like kind of a real conversation with the dude that was like Texas gun guy.
And he was one of the guys I wanted him to live. This happens in a lot of movies where I don't know, like the wrong people end up living.
Right. Well, his death was pretty brutal. It was nice because he like took the keys because he was like, you made that lady die. You're not getting, you know.
Yeah, then he gave the keys back.
Then he goes to save her. And then he's like, no, he's going to die. So he like slips her the keys as she's under the bed watching his head get fucking pulverized, which was great. Although sad because he was, I really didn't want him to die. But also I was like, they trick you into thinking, is he going to be part of it? Because part of Texas Chainsaw is not just Bubba.
It's a family.
It's a family. Yeah.
But hang on, let's go back. You got sidetracked. You were talking about like the school shooting stuff and the guns and then how she met him.
Right.
So what else were you gonna?
Oh, well, and then at the end she picks up the gun. Oh, they had the AR.
Yeah.
Out there and like you see it and she touches it and then you think it's going to come into play later and she tries and there's no bullets. So
and then the shotgun and is actually the gun that she uses. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so as a school shooting survivor goes in with a gun to shoot a guy. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I think.
But also that girl's so fucked up now. Yeah. Oh my God. She survived a school shooting survivor and a fucking massacre.
Right.
Watched her sister's head get just sawed off and spun around like a happy dance.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think, I mean, the school shooting thing, it's part of things that happen to people, right?
Right.
So
now, sure.
I mean, in all films and, you know, art imitates life, life imitates art. And these are real people. Like there's real survivors of things like that. As in, you know, you go look at, you know, what's the time? Like, how long do you have to wait before you can, you know, put something on screen, I guess? You know,
right.
Well, there's a World War I, War II movie, and then you see the movies come. I don't think there's a template.
I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. It just felt like misplaced, I guess. Because I felt like they might have been trying to do a little commentary on that whole thing.
Yeah.
But not. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, then you can get in the conversation of, okay, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That was actually commentary on Vietnam War.
True.
And that kind of stuff, too. So, I mean, if you want to go that route, then you get into deep conversations. But the difference is that one was a masterpiece. This one is not a masterpiece.
Correct.
So, I don't know where I was going with that. But, yeah, there is a school shooting survivor in there. And,
But that just makes her kind of pretty badass. She survived two things.
Yeah.
But I feel really bad for her mental health.
she's going to need some therapy for
so
sure.
So much therapy.
Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe this was very cathartic for her and now she's fixed.
But one thing a couple of things I didn't like. There was no badass jumping out a window.
No, there was no window jumps.
No window jumps. There was no family dinners.
There was no family there, and there was no family.
There's no
like,
family.
Like a good part of a lot of the Texas Chainsaw is it's a crazy family unit.
Right. It's the whole unit. So that I think was lacking. At the end, though, he goes home.
He goes to his house. Yeah. And I assume it's abandoned, but who knows? Maybe the rest of his family is there.
Maybe. Yeah. And they just put him in the orphanage to hide him because, you know, he killed a bunch of people and had someone's face on his face.
Yeah. And they completely dropped the cannibalistic aspect in this film.
Right. Right.
And I think there was only one other. What? It was like the Next Generation where they dropped the cannibalistic thing, but they did it in a very comedic way. They were just like, let's order pizza.
Right.
Which I enjoyed. And that's another thing. There was humor in this, but I think a lot of the humor definitely missed the mark for me.
It really did.
Like, there's a couple I was like, oh, that's supposed to be funny, but it isn't.
But it isn't funny.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean.
So where does this land for you in your rankings?
Well, we did a ranking of, you know, all the Texas Chainsaws, I think, last year.
Mm-hmm.
This one sits. My rankings are Texas Chainsaw 2 is my favorite. Then the OG Texas Chainsaw. Then it was Texas Chainsaw 3D. Then it was the Michael Bay remake. Then it was Next Generation. Blah, 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 blah. Anyways, it kind of just sits in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? So my least favorite is Part 3, Leatherface. My second least favorite is The Beginning. My third least favorite is Leatherface 2017. And
that's not a Leatherface movie.
Yeah. And this one goes right there.
Yeah.
So Texas 2, the original, Texas 3D, the Michael Bay remake, and the Matthew McConaughey Next Generation, I think for me go above this one.
Okay.
Because really story kind of, I don't know. It just felt weird, right? I love all the gore. I love all the action. That's all top notch. But I just, what they did with Sally really bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like connect to any of the characters. Like a couple characters, like I like the blonde chick that dies in the beginning. I thought she was pretty looking and I thought she's probably a pretty good actress, but then they killed her off.
Right. She went quick.
Yeah. And then I think the, the black guy who got his face cut open, I think he would have been a very interesting character to keep alive too.
He would have.
Yeah.
And his whole jaw, he like cut off half of his face.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, you know who your final people are going to be in this one. And they never really changed that up, that formula up.
Right.
I just want to see someone do that.
That would
this
be
one,
nice.
This one didn't.
It did not.
The soundtrack was kind of cool because I think it sounded like they tried to do what the original did, where it was just a lot of noises and mm-hmm. sounds and not so much music.
They also had some cool shots, though.
Yeah, they did.
Like, the one I really liked was when they're in the field of, like, dead sunflowers.
Oh, that was cool.
And, well, there's two. There's one where he pops up like whack-a-mole, like whack-a-bubba.
Whack-a-bubba.
With his orphanage mama's face.
Yeah.
In the dusks, and then it was like, oh, and that was a really cool shot.
Yeah, but also, I don't understand why he did that. Because he was like by the car and he did all his murders and stuff. And then suddenly he's out in the middle of the field and he had to pop up from there. He brought his mom out there.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing. Never mind.
He brought her out there then he found the half alive sunflowers and set her up and made her
a little thing. That was cute. Yeah, yeah.
And then first he took her face and then he put her face on his face.
Yeah, as he does.
As he does. I mean, I feel like he's like, oh, it's been 48 years since I've been doing this. He's so excited. I feel like he's kind of giddy, quite honestly, because it's been 48 years. Like,
but
that woman.
But has it? I feel like he's killed people in there. Like, are they ignoring all of the movies? Is it just one in this one?
I don't know. It seems like it is because the beginning they go and talk like, you know, this was the worst massacre in Texas history. And now it's like a thing. Like there's bloody chainsaw t-shirts that says, I love Texas and like a bunch of stuff. So I feel like they may have done like Halloween did and like they did one and then everything else didn't make sense.
I just want a sequel to Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. That's it. that's what I want. I want
to see some Stretch back.
Right? Stretch back?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
There were no boobs in this, were there?
No boobs. No man butt, no boobs,
that's
no nothing.
That's sad, too. That's sad.
Oh, no.
Yep. So, anyway, where does it fit with you? Where do you put it in your rankings of the Texas Chainsaw?
I actually put it a little higher.
Yeah.
But mostly because I really enjoy the gore and I really liked... I liked his Bubba, his like seal out of the water.
That was a funny scene where he pops out of the water.
like a fucking seal.
It was just straight like a seal. He's like.
And then, yeah. So for me, it's number one, number two, 3D, and then this one.
And this one? Yeah.
And then the second Michael Bay.
Okay. Yeah, the beginning.
Yeah. And then four, the remake three, and the one that I refuse to.
Oh, Leatherface, 2017.
Yeah. I refuse to believe it's a Leatherface movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think all of this just, like, it's really hard to capture what Tobe Hooper did in those first two films.
You can't.
Like, he did something completely horrific and terrifying in the first one. And then he made something completely 80s bonkers, off the wall, nutty in the second
and
one.
And perfect.
And then none of the movies... since then have been able to capture either of those feelings.
Right. So there's either like you try to capture the first feeling, right?
Mm.
Or they go the campy route and try to capture the second feeling. And none of those has ever worked.
No. And you know, I was just about to say, I think this might be a case where they just do something completely different. But then they did that with the Leatherface 2017 one, and it just didn't work at all. So I really don't know what you do with Leatherface to bring it back to like, oh, this is badass again.
Right.
Because I think the last time and probably the most successful Texas Chainsaw was that Michael Bay remake where people were like, okay, this is badass again. And that's how it was. I think that thing made well over $100 million and kickstarted the remake craze.
Right. But it still didn't capture it.
No, but it did do something, well, not for you, but for the general public.
Right.
You know, I think that was the one that did it for sure. But yeah, I don't know what you do. So what do you rank it? Rate it. What do you rate it out of 10 Bloody Marys?
Out of 10 Bloody Marys, I give it a 7.
A 7?
Yes.
That's pretty high.
I really enjoyed the kill scenes.
Yeah.
And I really liked the bus scene. And I really like the first one where he snaps his wrist and then stabs him with it.
The scenes are great. Oh, God, one of my favorite ones is when he throws his mallet at the chick and she just busts directly into the ground.
He had a lot of, like, they're running, so he just takes his chainsaw and flicks it across the floor and gets her Achilles heel and knocks her down.
He was a really energetic and very spry Bubba. He was actually really smart at his hunting, too. He did a couple decoys. Like, he left his chainsaw going and then he, like, tricked him. So he's a hunter, right? And that makes sense.
I really feel like he's been sitting in this orphanage for 48 years, like, okay, she told me I'm not allowed to kill anyone. Yeah. Okay, I can't kill anyone. I can't kill anyone. I put my chainsaw on the wall. I can't kill anyone. And then she dies, and then he's like, all bets are off. Mom's dead. And then he's been holding all of this in.
Oh, yeah.
All of this murder joy in.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, and you've released him. That's what I feel like.
Yeah.
He's very excited and giddy. And
he is.
He's like, oh, yeah, I get to kill people with my chainsaw. Where are people's faces?
That was funny when he threw the head into the bus, too, just to kickstart his massacre. So Bubba's got a little sense of humor as well.
He does.
So I don't know. I out of 10, I 5 or a 6? 5? No, 6. 6?
6.
It's 5. It's 5.
5.5.
No.
5.5.
No, because I don't want to do that image when I'm editing, so it's just 5. It's 5 out of 10. The Sally thing really brings it down for me in the story and the not connecting to characters. But I do have to say that if you're looking for a movie that you just want to see people get killed, a bunch of idiots get murdered, and a lot of cool gore, check this out. If you're looking for a little bit of story on top of that,
it's not it.
Yeah, then don't check
this
it out.
This is definitely going to be like, I need to fall asleep. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's going to be a good one for me to fall asleep to.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's how I gauge it.
Yeah. We just watched this yesterday, so I'm kind of curious how this settles and if I still feel the same as the years go.
Right. Or we watch it again, and then we were like, okay, well.
Yeah. And I'm also interested to know, I don't know how Netflix works, if this makes them money, if a lot of people watch it, and we get another Netflix Texas Chainsaw.
Right. Because, I mean, he did go home, so.
Yeah. I know.
Is there going to be more people stumbling upon a house that they walk into?
If they do another one, you better damn well bring back Bill Moseley as Chop Top with his head, his metal head.
I'm going to need to see Stretch, and she's going to be badass.
Right?
She's been waiting for 30, 40, however long years.
And let's keep the action and the effects team on this, but let's bring in someone else to work on some story development for the next one. Yeah. Well, that's the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah, let us know.
What'd you think? You like it? You hate it? Is it okay? Somewhere in the middle, just kind of like us. I think that's about it.
All right.
Our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we. So enjoy life and death, and catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.